You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast. Zoneradio.co.za. That's the New Kids on the Block, going back to 1989 and a track called You Got the Right Stuff. It's 8 minutes past four, and whether or not she's got the right stuff or not is what we're going to find out. Hello, Odette Butcher.
I don't know. I'm still trying to find that out for myself, if I'm the right stuff.
All right. That's a very summery outfit you've got on there.
Yes, I think summer has arrived.
It has indeed. I tell you what, it's a lovely day.
That's why I asked you if we should be closing the studio door, or should we just...
Yeah, I just don't want people to see me with you, that's all.
Exactly, I've got to keep it a secret.
I'm very sort of cagey about that. But right now, out there it's 20 degrees.
It's amazing, I'm so glad it's arrived.
Right. Can you run in this hot weather? Because you're like a runner, like you've got to run!
But it's not pleasant.
Isn't it?
So I have to usually start running a lot earlier.
A lot earlier,
yeah.
Okay, early in the morning.
Yes.
All right. You still run every day?
Yes, I do.
How far?
10 Ks.
10 Ks?
Yes.
All right.
Usually it's just, can sometimes just be a shuffle. I'm not actually a runner. I'm a shuffler or a jogger.
You're a shuffler.
Yes, or a shuffler.
Okay, all right. Well, it's nice to see you, shuffler.
I know, and it's nice to see you too, unicorn. It's been ages.
Well, not, has it been that long?
Yeah. I missed the last one because of your outdoor broadcast or something.
Yeah, we did.
It was a bit of a mess.
Yeah, we ditched you because we didn't want
to. No problem.
Again, we did it at a public place.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm a bit concerned about that.
Exactly. I wasn't allowed to be there.
Yeah, not in the public place. All right, so what have you got for us this afternoon? You got like a fancy title there that I saw on our social media about automation.
Yeah, I thought today might be a nice opportunity to chat about automation, and not only or even specifically surrounding digital marketing, but just as an overall mind shift for all of us. And it sort of sparked my interest. I was chatting at the CTICC a couple weeks ago, and I prepared this presentation. They asked me to do a presentation on digital marketing automation, and I thought I'd just open the floor, knowing what the answer was going to be anyway, just to see what the audience's reaction would be. And I just asked them to please engage with me, put their hand up, stand up, and just share what they immediately think about automation.
And what did they do?
The whole room was completely silent. No one wanted to actually express exactly how they feel about automation.
So there you stood.
Yes, and I just said, I'm quite certain that your first thoughts surrounding automation is that I'm going to lose my job, or I'm going to be replaced. And everyone nodded their head. So it's definitely some sort of obstacle and mind shift that we need to work on. I wonder if maybe automation has been demonized a bit.
Or misdefined.
Yes, because there's many different types of automation. Yeah. There's really bad types. For example, you know, when you see people are like, you know, you have those like robot nannies or like robot pets or robot partners, or do you know what I mean? Like when you're really removing like the human interaction, the human connection. Yes, I personally, without judgment, you know, to anybody else, I just think that's bad and evil almost. But there's so many other different types of automation that I really think that we should embrace.
Okay.
So it was quite an interesting conversation. And obviously our chats are predominantly surrounding digital marketing, digital transformation. But for all of these things, you can then go and explore within your own industry, as we've discussed before. These changes happening, automations happening, future-proofing careers, and all the things we've chatted about will also be relevant to whatever industry that you are in. So basically, I'm a self-professed, confessed ADD, ADHD, QRZ person. I mean, I can't sit still for 5 seconds, as you know, which is why I'm always running. And so I really find everything like tedious tasks just do my head in, you know. And I always find myself asking the same questions. And I wonder if other business owners or professionals, you know, any type of worker, Do you ever sit there and go like, do I enjoy doing this? I'm not enjoying myself. Should I actually still be doing this? Is this still relevant? There has to be an easier way. And then sometimes it gets really depressing and I'm like, is this my life? You know, when you're doing these awful, tedious tasks, how can I automate so that I have more time to work on my business instead of in it? Mm. And, you know, wasting time on what I feel are all the wrong things. And most importantly is how can I get this task to go faster? I know that it's important. We have to do it. How can I get rid of it? How can I automate it? Or how can I make it go faster? So with a focus on digital marketing, which is the theme for all of our conversations and our podcasts, really it's about, you know, what exactly is automation. And ultimately, it's about taking something that is repetitive and it is automating it. And there's various different benefits. Marketing automation software replaces manual and repetitive tasks and saves time. The software can take on the tactical work, allowing marketers to allocate more resources to strategy, content, and creative problem solving. Marketing automation makes campaigns more effective, especially now that we have all of this machine learning that we keep hearing wherever we go online. Digital transformation and automation will help you digitize routine processes, streamline workflows, operate faster, reduce costs, and improve productivity and efficiency. Ultimately, you will deliver more business value. Couple of benefits. There are so many, and again, it's you know, adapted to whatever industry that you are in. When it comes to automation, it definitely lowers operating costs. If you are in, you know, an environment where there's machinery, it would improve worker safety. There's definitely a faster return on investment. You have the ability to be more competitive. There's definitely more of a customer satisfaction. I feel you really save time. You become efficient. You can also remove paper-based processes. So we're saving the trees. It really, really helps for, you know, just removing anything manual records, whatever it is that people have been storing for years and years, as well as you know, just reducing your footprint as a whole. If you have these awesome softwares firing away, then it's just like a nice minimal way of doing business. And there's a few main softwares that you can use for digital marketing. I'm not going to go into this in too much detail because I think the whole point of the conversation today was just to encourage all of us to go and have a look at what it is that we are doing, whether we are employees or business owners, and look at some cool new ways, perhaps in the new year, for some new 2023 goals that we can reduce and remove some of the repetition that we are doing all day, every day, so we can spend more time focusing on exciting projects within our role, or maybe working more on our business planning and strategizing. I know that's the nice stimulating stuff that I enjoy doing that gets left till, you know, the midnight hours or on a weekend or something, when really we should be doing that between 8 and 5 during the week. So basically there's CRM automation, which is where you would keep all of your client information. There's some very, very fancy platforms out there that can pretty much do all the thinking for you. It can just pretty much tell you where the client is in the funnel. You can have all sorts of triggers happening. It would be, it would need to be set up by a technical expert, but this sort of software is available. Social media marketing automation, that would be essentially just the use of a social media scheduling tool. And I'm very much into that. I don't like social media to take over my life. So I pretty much schedule anywhere between 1 to 3 months in advance of posts. I have like a whole bunch of them so that I don't have to think about it anymore as a business owner. We can get on to selling, which is really what we're here to do. advertising automation, retargeting and remarketing. We may have touched on that before.
We have.
Where those personalized ads are following you all around the internet. That is a classic example of marketing automation or advertising automation. There's also mobile marketing automation that is also connected to in-app messaging, custom offers and product recommendations in real time. All of us are receiving SMSs during the day and also receiving on the receiving end of those push notifications from apps, etc. So that is a classic example of automation, mobile automation. Obviously, there's marketing automation analytics. You know, you don't really have to dig too deep. You can just go into your Google Analytics report, and as long as your Google tag has been set up or your Pixel, your Facebook Pixel, then you can at any time, as long as it's firing correctly and set up correctly, you can go and get a whole lot of data about what is or what isn't happening on your website. I think we've chatted before about email marketing automation, which is when you are receiving, you know, those automation series. Maybe you've signed up for something, but you haven't completed the process, and that's connected to the CRM. So it's looking at what you have or you haven't done in the process, and all these triggers are set up and sending you personalized emails to get you to complete what the business would like you to complete. Maybe you're downloading a book or signing up for a course or buying a new pair of running shoes or something. And often they will incentivize you as well to complete the purchase. Lead management automation is pretty much the same. You know, if you have lead generation campaigns set up and you have people calling, a call center calling, or you want someone to complete a task, it would all be automated, that lead generation process. So there is software that does that. The rest is quite, you know, quite technical. It was just really to plant a seed for all of us, whether you're an employee or a business owner, and it doesn't matter the industry that you are in, to feel adventurous maybe or open-minded to go and explore what software or automation tools are available within your industry to make your job or your business or your processes easier, because there's a ton of benefits that I think a lot of us are overlooking, and we're letting the fear of automation cloud resistance to exploring automation for our businesses.
Automation, I think, is a great thing.
If
I just take the industry we're in, radio, when I started out, we were carrying LPs to the studio.
Yes.
Putting them on turntables and cueing them to play the music. That was replaced later on by a thing they called a cart, which was an 8-track stereo cartridge. I'm giving my age away here. And then CDs came into play, and so it was. And every step along the way, it was a very manual process until they started with digitized playout systems.
Yes.
All right, and that is now a purely automated process.
Yes.
So automation's not the worst thing in the world. What's nice about what we do is we can put on an automated playlist, and while that is playing away, we can be dealing with somebody's request. We can be lining up something else that you think people will listen and enjoy. But all the while in the background, you've got this automated thing going on.
Yes.
So automation is not a thing to fear, certainly not in our industry. But when it comes to social media and when it comes to that, we've talked about the positives. How does one deal with the negatives of that? Because you can also be, you can be on the sending end of automation. And I'm talking more along the lines of the email campaigns, that type of thing. I'm not talking about your sort of Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and TikTok being automated. I think that's a good thing. It takes it. But the email automation that sends out and keeps kind of, in a way, bugging people. How do you deal with the negative connotations associated with that in your automation process?
Well, that is exactly why there is such a push. Mm. I'd probably say within the last 3 years, I've just heard so much about personalization.
Mm.
So everything has to be personalized. And I
think other words, it's desirable to the recipient.
Yes, it needs to be addressed to Richard.
Yeah.
The content needs to be what Richard is interested in.
Mm.
He is not interested in like your, you know, your news flash for your business or whatever, like people are not interested that you're moving premises or whatever. It just depends on the business. But your emails, everything that we are doing online as digital marketers, we have to personalize it. And that is where it starts getting quite technical, because a lot of us have just been dumping all of the email addresses into some sort of, you know, database, spitting out some sort of broadcast email. I'm speaking for myself and even companies like Superbalist, or, you know, you'll see all the e-commerce platforms, they send emails through and it's not personalized. There's nothing on those emails that interests me. So there's some huge companies that have a long way to go with personalization. So in answer to your question, to overcome the annoyance of automation, it is to solve it with personalization.
All right. So that brings me to why I asked the question. Kind of set you up here. Because automation cannot work one thing in isolation. So I'm guessing that at the end, one end of this process, we would have an automated process for collecting the right information relevant to the right person.
Yes.
And then an automated process that sends that information or sends content to that person based on what the first automation process did. So if you're using them in tandem, along with other things, then it's a question of looking at a number of automated products. Am I right?
Well, yes. So, for example, a small business like myself, maybe, so it's actually all down to budget. So you would need to have some big fancy marketing suite, software package that has all of these marketing automation tools in place. And then they will generally charge you based on users, as well as how many leads you have. So that would determine how big your company is. And so a marketing platform, for example, like HubSpot or Salesforce, they would have all the bells and whistles. So it would depend on your business. And then that would need to be set up. And all the old platforms that you're using would need to be imported into there and getting that sorted out. Then you have smaller companies and teeny tiny one-man companies. And you could look at your digital marketing strategy, like what exactly is it that you are doing? What are you selling? And what is your intention? And then you might choose one or two that suits you and that suits your budget. And I know, for example, like MailChimp or Active Campaign, they would have an assortment. They would have, let's say, five of the 10 bells and whistles. But it might be better suited to a smaller company or a medium-sized company. So there are standalone automation tools out there, and then you can also purchase a suite.
All right, standalone. And when you talk about these suites generally operate in the cloud. What are they?
Yes.
It's a software you need to install? Or
no, it is all in the cloud.
And it's subscription-based?
Yes.
Okay, so if you don't pay a subscription, everything falls over.
Yes.
Do you, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but do you have a ballpark figure for what a suite like that would cost?
It really does depend on how many leads you have, but it's pricey.
Is it?
It's pricey, yes. Especially when most of the subscriptions are in US dollars and we're here in SA. So when the rand weakens, it does get quite pricey.
Okay.
But, you know, there's a really nice platform called MailChimp. That's quite nice to use and is seemingly affordable. It's all dependent on, you know, what is expensive type of thing. But MailChimp is definitely something worth looking at. And that has, it connects to Google Ads. It has the automated email marketing series. It has the remarketing, the retargeting. It has a really good combination of automation tools for a small to a medium-sized business, for sure. And there would be similar platforms to MailChimp as well. It's just the one that comes to mind.
All right. So those are the kinds of things that you're doing. But now we're talking about direct customer contact now, which is a very different game versus sort of publicizing your business or putting a general message out in terms of what your overall offering is or your brand image. And again, would like Facebook and all that kind of stuff work with MailChimp, or would you need to then find an automation like what's it? Hootsuite does a lot of automation.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, there's lots of things that you can plug into Hootsuite that you can plug into MailChimp. And it definitely does suit the smaller to medium-sized businesses. There was something I was thinking of earlier. I just kind of lost my train of thought. But it's definitely, and as we're focusing on digital marketing, let's not forget all the different softwares that you can use in any business to just improve, like, internal communications. Like, there's those, what they call Slack, where you can have different teams within the business on Slack, or you have those really cool task management automation tools and project management tools and stuff like that. So you no longer have to walk around with scraps of paper and tick lists all over the place. So even if you take digital marketing out of it or sales out of it, there's so many things that we can do to just automate workflow. I know Zapier is another really, really nice one. Apparently, you can pretty much do it yourself and you don't need a coder, but you can automate all sorts of workflows using a tool called Zapier. Whilst we do always touch on marketing in a digital sense, it really is an opportunity to just go and look at all the different types of tasks that you and your team are doing every day, week, and month, and just going, could we be more efficient here? I just find as a business owner, I'm always wanting some time to just really scheme and just think and be creative. And you just seem to spend all day getting caught up with the nonsense, you know?
Like you're on a treadmill and you can't get off that treadmill. And just outside of where you are treading the mill, there's something that's quite tantalizing, but you just cannot get off the treadmill.
And it's just having that quiet time, just the quiet time to sit and plan and do things exciting and stimulating within the business. So automation is not all bad. Definitely not.
It isn't. And I've been, and not only automation, but also shared platform. So the ability to manage a workflow through a business where various people touch on the project.
Yes.
And do their element or add their 10 cents worth. I've been toying with a thing called Creative Cloud, which for me is quite important because we do sound editing, we do design, we do all that type of stuff. And it's quite amazing with Creative Cloud, where you can put a concept up and somebody else can actually do something on it, and then you leave it there and you can go and find it. It really is very, very cool that these are available, but they are online. And in case of Creative Cloud, believe me, that is not cheap. It's Adobe Suite, so it's very expensive.
But I do find it expensive, and like you say, for example, I have a subscription with a company that focuses on basically collecting reviews, independent reviews, which we all know are very, very important. Mm. We talk about it all the time. And I think the subscription is now 1600 Rand a month.
Wow.
That's a lot of money just to have that, that ticker tape going across the bottom of my website with all of the independent reviews. And like, what do you do if maybe you want to change to a cheaper product? What do you do then?
Then
you're like, you've spent years and years collecting all of these reviews that they actually kind of own.
Mm. So you've got to be thinking it through. You need to be thinking it through. Shelley saying, awesome talk today. Thanks so much, guys. Very much appreciated. You're welcome. You're very weird. Well, don't thank me. Thank her. The one here in the green top. She's the one who knows what's going on. But yeah, that is true. Again, I come back to that cost. All right. It's costing you $1,600 a month. Okay. The question you continually ask yourself is, what return are you getting on that investment? And if you are getting a return on that investment, then it's worth that investment. If you're not getting the return, there are two things could be happening. One, it's just not working for you. All right. Yes. Or you're not doing it properly. So you need to analyze that as well. But I agree with you. The more you can automate, the better your chances are of working in your business, on your business, not in your business. and making yes. sure that you can...
That's what I desire. Yeah. And even if I was an employee, when I was an employee, all I wanted to do was project work so that I could shine. Do you know what I mean? Mm. I didn't want... I knew I had these tasks to do every day, but I was like, surely there's an easier way of doing this so I can start working on some stimulating projects. Mm. But yeah, it's definitely something worth thinking about. And most importantly, to not be fearful of automation.
I think it is. I think Shirley's absolutely right. It is an awesome discussion that you brought to the table this afternoon. If you folks are interested in finding out more, now, I mean, there's only so much we can do in half an hour on radio, and you want a more in-depth conversation with Odette, on this topic, you can get hold of her on what is that Linktree? What is it?
They can just contact me on my WhatsApp number.
Okay. All right, so that is 084-811-9163. Linktree in itself is some form of automation, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay. Let me say that number again: 084-811-9163. Now, if you missed that and you need it, WhatsApp me, I'll send you the number. Alternatively, you'll find it on the podcast. You'll find it there this evening when we put up that podcast. But I think what you've done here this afternoon is tell people that these things exist.
Yes.
And I think if they're going to take it further, and they need to be talking to you. And I think that you get hold of Odette, and she will probably run to your house or your business, because that's what she does.
Oh, yes.
Nice to see you wearing a wedding ring.
It's on for sure.
And she will come and chat to you. I want to tell you something very enlightening, very, very enlightening. She's done a lot of things for us here at Zone Radio that certainly have worked, not least of which is something simple like Google My Business.
Yes.
Which, without you, I would just not have managed.
I don't think we did all much. We just got it properly firing and active.
Yeah, there's still much to do. Before I go any further and toss you out of here, I want to thank you. And this is completely off the topic of automation.
Am I going to cry now?
No, I hope not. I hope not. Because the other night I emceed an event for the Safe House. Down at the Corpay Theatre.
Oh, yes.
And a lot of prizes were donated and were raffled off. And on that list, I saw a prize from Celestial Gifts for a couple of cruises around, champagne cruises.
Yes.
So this is aside, and this comes from a personal place rather than a business place, but I really think it was cool of you to donate those prizes to a cause like that. So
yeah, I really that is close to my heart. Mm.
So I just wanted to say thank you to you for that.
Pleasure. Mm. Pleasure. Do you want to go on a cruise now? Want free tickets?
No.
Anytime. No. I think I've tried before and you said Judy doesn't like sailing.
I don't know whether Judy doesn't like sailing. I'm pretty sure that she does.
We can go.
I'm not the one. I'm the one who doesn't like sailing.
You've got sea legs.
No, it's not that. I just like, whoa, I'm now stuck on this thing and for what it's not. I went on a yacht race once. It was hilarious. Because
my word.
Yeah. I mean, we were out there 10 minutes. It was beautiful on shore. By the time we got out in the ocean, it was like a force 40 gale, and I had my biking gear on. Eventually, I got onto the boat, sort of, my clothing. And I had the T-shirt and jeans and things. I got off of the boat with my crash helmet on, my biking gloves, and my biking jacket on. And I thought, I'm never going to do
this. Full protection gear.
Yeah, because there was this thing that kept swinging around and kept hitting me on the head. And somebody said, grab the sheet. And I couldn't see a sheet. And then they told me it's a rope. I said, why didn't you just call it a rope? It was the most...
Sounds disastrous.
It was. Horrible. Horrible. Not a sailor. Not a sailor. But I suppose a cruise on a big, bigger boat, maybe.
The catamaran, not a yacht. Not a sports yacht.
Okay. Does it have a boom that goes over?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, cool. So that's the thing that's scary.
That's funny.
Mm. All right. I'm going to go now. Well, you are.
Yes.
I'm going to stay here.
Thank you.
Okay. Is this our last one for the year? Or
I think there's
back?
One more.
Is there one more?
I was just going to do a wrap up for the year.
Are you going to wrap up for the year? So I have to see you again.
Yeah. You don't have
before
to.
Before Christmas?
Yes.
Is it before Christmas?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
I'm coming to your leaving due as well.
Are you?
Yes.
Oh, goodness. Got that to look forward to.
Okay. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. It's always nice to see you. Her name is Odette Butcher. Get hold of her on 084 811 9163. She really knows her stuff.